football on Off the Ball.
You know, I think you could argue maybe Graham Burke, Jack Byrne, technically right now, are more influential to what Shamrock Rovers do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up for you today, the pre-match thoughts from both camps ahead of Leinster's URC final against the Bulls tomorrow at Croke Park. Alan Quinlan on why he feels Leo Cullen has got his team selection spot on for the decider, and the toughest of opening tests for Ireland in next year's Women's Six Nations. First up, it's the eve of the URC final between Leinster and the Bulls at Croke Park on Saturday evening. Leo Cullen's side are in their first decider since the current format began, while the South African franchise make their third final appearance in 4 years. The good news from a Leinster perspective is that Gary Ringrose and Josh van der Fleer returned from injury to start, Hugo Keenan and Tadhg Furlong still recovering from respective calf issues and are unavailable this weekend. The province are looking for a first trophy since 2021 and came up short in their bid for a fifth Champions Cup title this season when they lost at home to Northampton Saints at the semi-final stage. But head coach Cullen thinks it would be unfair to consider either team a failure if they end up losing tomorrow.
Well, you can play your best game in a final. So like, and both of these teams could play their best game of the season, but unfortunately someone has to lose. So like, as one of the teams that's just played their best ever game, are they classified? They are classified as losers, yes, because they've lost. But is it, are they failures? You know what I mean? So, like, you've got really good teams going at it, and you're guaranteed nothing. So you've got to go out and prepare as best you can in the time that you have available to you to go out and give your best performance. And listen, there's so much great work has gone into our season. And I hope the group go out and do themselves justice, because they're going out in front of, you know, so many of their friends, family, loved ones, supporters, people that turn up all in the most random places during the course of the season to see us play. But listen, it's again, it's on the day. Like, it's a final, you know what I mean? So two very good teams going at it. Two teams that have, you know, finished first and second, as I said, in the table. So they've showcased, but listen, there's no guarantees in any of this, is there? So, it's an enjoying the occasion, embrace the occasion. And this is why we play the game. As I said, like, if you played back to the start of the season, like, I'm talking about going back to the early 2000s when this competition began. Like, I'm looking up at that first final, Leinster v Munster. A lot of people thought about Leinster winning that final. Like, I think it was a great thing. It sent us into a spiral of not being very successful for a long period of time. So, like, that's a broader piece of time. So, you know, sometimes winning in the final is the worst thing for a club. So, like, is again, like, that's... Would it be nice? I still prefer to win, but they're two good teams going at it. Like, as in, I think everyone has to respect that fact. Not like, listen, winner, loser. You know what I mean? Like, as in, it's success, failure. Like, it's I don't know. It's not as clear cut as that for me. But that's me going on. Listen, I want our guys to deliver performance where the fans are proud of what they see on the field, and that's always the aspiration for us.
Apart from Ringrose and van der Fleer returning, the Leinster team this weekend is unchanged from last Saturday's win over Glasgow Warriors. Joe McCarthy and James Ryan are the starting second row partnership. That means the two-time World Cup winner RG Snyman has to settle for a place on the bench. And Alan Quinlan feels that leaving the Springbok in reserve is the right move for the decider. He explained his reasoning to Shane Hannan and Cullum Buhig on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
I guess he's just been so impressive for Leinster.
Yeah, he's a match winner. The season.
Yeah. See, when I saw the squad yesterday, Quinny, in the starting 15, I thought, very strong. But have they not learned from the Jordy Barrett-Northampton semi-final? I was thinking, is RG Slimen not the best option? But you actually think that they've gone for the best option?
No, I think the connection of the team and the way they want to start and, having him off the bench, like I said, it's not being disrespectful to him, because he's one of the most talented second rows we'll ever see in the game. His physical presence and attributes are just phenomenal. Mm. But I think, you know, James Ryan is a workhorse, Joe McCarthy. And when I say that, I don't want people to get this the wrong way. They're guys who are just on it all the time. RG Snyman comes in and out in these incredible moments. He's still very effective and brilliant at what he does. But the decision is based on, we either start him and take him off,
yeah,
or we bring him on. And the three that are ahead, when they're talking about, I'm including Ryan Baird, they're really athletic, high fitness, octane second rows. But on also the line-out, James Ryan kind of runs that line-out. But I just think for the overall tempo that maybe they've gotten the last, particularly last weekend, they're going for that approach again. Yeah.
And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel. Bulls director of rugby Jake White has been forced to make one change for tomorrow's decider at GAA HQ. An injury to number 8 Cameron Hanekom means flanker Marco van Staden comes into the starting pack, allowing the experienced Marcel Coetzee to move to the tail of the scrum. White joined Owen Shehan on Off the Ball last night and discussed the encouraging record that the Pretoria outfit have had against Leinster in the URC.
Well, we've been fortunate because the times we played Leinster, they've also played us in a time of the season where they couldn't bring their best guys. So, you know, that's why stats can also be a bit misleading. You know, yes, we have beaten them with their full strength team in certain fixtures, but if I'm really honest, we haven't played them, you know, every time with full strength sides. And I'm talking from their side, their point of view. So, I mean, that's why I said, I mean, it is very impressive. And obviously we enjoy that because, you know, beating a club like Leinster that is so revered and, you know, and is such a big club and has done so well and has so much history is obviously it goes down in the history books. And that's important for the youngsters to appreciate that. But I also know that we haven't played Leinster at their full strength every single time. This will be a great opportunity to see where we have come. My very first game in URC was at the Aviva Stadium against Leinster. We lost 31-3. And this is, you know, when I say this is almost the same group of players that have now grown together, and now we get a chance to measure ourselves against the Leinster team that also has spent a lot of time together, and now we play, you know, I would say as close to strength versus strength this weekend. So that's why it'll be such a great game to be part of.
And if you want to hear that full chat with Jake White and all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, we had some of this.
Shane is out of it, and it's so disappointing. All of the things that you feel you need to win at Oakmont, Shane has in his locker, and he's had a lot of Sunday disappointments, and unfortunately a lot of that has come from a cold putter. Yesterday, he obviously picked up the putter from Antarctica on the way or something.
And we also had this.
I was sitting beside Tommy Martin as well, who looked really cool in sunglasses.
Dapper man, Tommy.
Fair, Colm and Tommy have a bit, the two of them.
They look quite similar.
Yeah. Tommy's a bit tidier than Colm. He'd have a shave every so often. I think you need to freshen yourself up, that's all I'm saying.
Do you?
It's an area of improvement. It's not a weakness of yours, needing to shave and tidy your hair up and stuff like that. It's an area of improvement.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Some other bits now, and Ireland have been handed the toughest possible start to next year's Women's Six Nations with the fixtures released yesterday. A trip to the imperious England is first up for Scott Beaman's side on Saturday the 11th of April at Twickenham. A week later they'll host Italy and are back on the road on April 25th when they face France. There's a follow weekend before back-to-back home games, first Wales on Saturday the 9th of May, then a Super Sunday clash with Scotland on May 17th. Organisers have made adjustments to the scheduling for the 2026 edition of the tournament. The start date has been pushed back by 3 weeks, with all games slated to take place on the Saturday of a game week, the exception being the final round, which will have successive games on a Sunday. Aside from the trip to England, the venues for Ireland's other games are yet to be confirmed. Scott Beaman's side are currently in training as they prepare for the World Cup in England this autumn. Owen Farrell is set to make a sensational return to Saracens after a disappointing stint at Racing 92. The former England captain moved to Paris on a 2-year deal ahead of last season, but injuries and inconsistent form limited him to just 17 appearances for the CLA Blanc this term, cocking up 41 points. According to Rugby Pass, Farrell was clear in his intention to leave the Nanterre-based club, aiming for a return to Saris, where he spent 16 seasons. The stalemate came from Racing insisting on 200 €250,000 from Saracens to release him from his current deal. The Premiership side, however, were only willing to pay out €200,000, but it appears a compromise has been struck to bring the out-half back to Stonehenge Stadium, where he won 6 Premiership titles and 3 European Cups. And Leicester Tigers and Bath have named their sides for tomorrow's Premiership final at Twickenham. Bath head coach Johan van Gaan has made 2 changes from the semi-final win over Bristol Bears. Prop Thomas Dutoy comes into the front row in place of Will Stewart, who drops to the bench. Miles Reid is at number 8 in place of Alfie Barbieri, who's also among the replacements, as is former Leinster second row Ross Maloney. Bath bidding to add domestic honours to their Challenge Cup title this season, while Leicester boss Michael Cheika is sticking with the same starting 15 that saw off Sale last weekend. That'll be his final game in charge of the Tigers. Captain Julian Montoya will lead the team for the final time, with retiring duo Dan Cole and Ben Youngs both on the bench. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix, so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily on Monday.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.